This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Again, the telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310 right here. And then, of course, you can always learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Sean. How are you?
Doing really well, Malia. And it sounds like CJ just joined us. CJ, welcome to the program. How's your day so far?
Great, John.
I'm doing really well. Great to hear from both of you. And we've got a great conversation to have ahead to be had about getting to know you and kind of what it's like to make an appointment and a little bit about kind of that basic stuff of how you guys work at Klaus Financial. And I mentioned the website, too. It's a great place to learn more about Klaus as well. Also an opportunity to listen back to previous shows, podcasts. You can also submit a question to be read here in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, like we'll do a little bit later on in the program. Speaking of things that go on later on the program, each and every week, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And this week, another fantastic prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about retirement planning, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yes, so we had a lot of listeners last week who carefully listened and called in to win the prize. And our question last week was, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, what percentage of average 65-year-old persons living today will eventually need long-term care services? So multiple choice, was it 25% or 70%? And congratulations to our winner, Isabel of Waukesha, last week. She correctly answered 70% of 65-year-old persons living today will need those services. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, you got some good information on your retirement planning when it comes to long-term care insurance.
It was a fantastic show. And don't forget, if you missed any part of that program, or maybe you stepped out of the car this morning or going to be and you missed part of today's show, you can always listen back. Head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, while you're there, make sure you sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email that you receive that not only gives a little update on what's going on in the markets, also has a link to the most recent podcast, again, that up at klausfinancial.com. So every week we talk about retirement planning on this program. Let's talk a little bit about kind of how folks can get help from a firm like yours. Call to make an appointment. What does it cost? What do people need to know there?
Yeah. So this is our shameless plug of these shows. We don't often talk about kind of our services directly as much as just what retirement planning is and different stats. So we'll give you a little rundown on who we are and how we engage people that call us off the radio. But so Klaus Financial was founded in 1976. And believe it or not, by my father and his brother right out of college. They're both since retired, but about 45 years ago. So actually this year represents our 45th anniversary. And since our beginning days 45 years ago, we began down in Northern Illinois. That's where my father and his brother are from. And we've expanded about 20 some years ago into Wisconsin. And so we have an office in Northern Illinois and here in Southern Wisconsin, specifically in Fitchburg, Wisconsin. But if you've been listening to our show long enough, you know that our focus or our specialty, some people would call this our niche, is retirement planning. Now, that can seem like a broad niche. Oh, retirement planning. Everybody does that. But not really. It really focuses on addressing concerns that are unique to people planning for or in retirement. Things like, have I saved enough? Things like, what's Medicare? When do I become eligible? When should I draw Social Security? And then finally, do I have enough money to make sure that I don't run out before I run out of life? So our specialty is retirement planning, and we help people answer questions that come up as they get prepared for retirement. Some stats about our firm. We currently manage over 1,000 households. We work with clients in over 30 U.S. states, and we oversee or manage directly about $650 million of client assets. We have about 20 employees between our two offices, so about 10 up here in Wisconsin, 10 down in Illinois. And if you've been around, you've heard us talk about our three divisions. They are KIP, known as Kloss Investment Portfolios, Kloss 360, and Kloss 401k. Those three divisions are all retirement planning divisions, but they engage individuals or corporations in different ways. KIP is our asset management division, where we do traditional financial planning and money management. Kloss 360 is where we do coaching only. That's actually a unique division within the industry, where we only coach for a fee and we don't manage investments. And then finally, we have our 401k divisions that works with employers to provide corporate sponsored retirement plans to their employees. If you were to call us at any point, we'd offer a 30-minute either telephone or Zoom chat just to kind of get to know you. This is where we want to understand what you're trying to accomplish and make sure our services are a fit. And then from there, we often will meet with you again to talk about or beginning to build your kind of financial plan or personal financial plan. Again, that first meeting is at no cost. And during that meeting, we're kind of telling you how our services run and making sure there's a fit. So we pride ourselves in being a fee-based organization. Again, if you've been around this show for very long, we talk a lot about this. But not too long ago, we actually, again, Malia and I didn't found this company. We're just second-generation owners. We used to have the ability to kind of sell commissions through a broker-dealer, but our goal has always been to reduce conflicts of interest. And so not too long ago, we actually dropped that broker-dealer affiliation just to reduce those conflicts of interest even further. So now we are what's called a fee-based retirement planning firm. So we're excited about that. We think it kind of ups our game in the fiduciary retirement planning space.
It's a really interesting, as we learn more, and I think sometimes people, of course, direct them oftentimes to the website to learn a little bit more. I think some people are often surprised about the different areas that you guys help folks, whether it's the individual, whether it's the team at the office, or whether it's with just coaching and stuff. It's a really, really interesting and a really, really, really informative website opportunity to head on over to Kloss Financial to learn a little bit more about them. Their telephone number, as CJ mentioned, the office right in Fitchburg, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. And I know one of the things that we talk about here on the program pretty regularly is the importance and the idea of simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. Can you offer up guidance as to why these three areas are so important?
Yeah, you know, I think by now CJ probably has a tattoo that reads simplifying, consolidating, diversifying on him somewhere.
Yep,
on his forehead at least.
It's my life motto.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, this is such an important point for all aspects of our life, especially as we get older. And because we work with people as they plan for retirement and well into retirement, and I'll tell you, we have a lot of clients in their 80s and 90s. I have a client who's turning 101 in 2 weeks, and he's still walking around. And I'm telling you, the most important thing that they've heard from us is reduce the amount of clutter in your life. Reduce the amount of accounts you have at, you know, 20 banks or 10 banks. There was always this thought that if I put my eggs all over, I'll be safer. And what we've found is that you have to understand the difference between diversifying across different advisors or across different banks, because many people think, well, if I have it in all different institutions, I'll be safer. And that's really not how it is. It really just creates more of a fog for you to try to understand where are all my eggs. You know, I can't remember. I think I have a bank account here, and I think the reason I have that investment is because of X. And at the end of the day, what we find is many people have the same type of investments, same type of portfolio allocation at multiple advisors. And that just doesn't work. If you've got the same type of, you know, I own X amount of Apple stock in with this advisor and the same thing in the other advisor's portfolio, what we find is that you haven't considered asset allocation. And asset allocation, of course, deals with how much do you keep in bonds versus stocks versus cash or cash equivalents, or perhaps alternative investments. So we want to make sure that you are diversified across asset allocation. But working with two different advisors, and I've had people that are working with four advisors, believe it or not, what they're getting is just this idea of I should do this, and the next advisor is going to give you another idea, and the next one's giving another idea. We want people to work with people they feel they can trust and are guiding them along a path. So that's really, really important to just kind of clear the clutter, simplify what you're doing, and understand why you're doing what you're doing. So in a nutshell, we want to make sure that, you know, if you've got, oftentimes you talk to people and they say, oh yeah, and I have some savings bonds here. And I, you know, we're just trying to reduce the amount of accounts a person has and make sure that they understand why they have what they have.
It's really important as we talk about working as a team and developing those relationships. And I know as we mentioned a little bit earlier and talk about on the program that Get to Know You appointment complimentary, really an opportunity to start that relationship and make sure everything's a great fit. If you've got questions or if, of course, you'd like to talk to the folks at Kloss Financial, you can always give them a call, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. Or if you've got a question right now, we'd love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Jim joins us this morning. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hey, morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I thought I understood the difference between fee-based and fee-only, but maybe I don't quite understand it. CJ mentioned that you're now fee-based, but I thought fee-only was the best of both worlds because there's no conflicts. So can you fill me in on that?
Yeah, really great question, Jim, and I hope others are listening to it. So there are different definitions of this, by the way, and so it is important for you to kind of understand what somebody means by that statement, because my definition of it may not be what another firm's is. So fee only, to my understanding of that definition, would be that literally there is no revenue that comes in from any to the entire organization from anything but a fee. So an example of this would be we don't consider ourselves fee only because 45 years ago, there was no such thing as being a fee-based organization. And so we still have revenue as an organization that comes from other products that our clients have that they've had for 42 years, right? But a fee-only organization would say, no, we cannot receive any revenue from anything but a fee. And that would be a check written by a client. That would be considered a fee, or a an asset management fee directly from a client's portfolio. So fee-only means there is zero revenue that comes from anything but a fee. That's my understanding. Now, again, does that mean it's better or worse? Well, that's for the consumer to decide, right? The only reason we are not considered fee-only is because we've been around long enough that there was no way for the firm to generate revenue 45 years ago from a fee. But newer organizations are coming out and claiming fee-only. So I'm sure that just clouds things up even more, Jim, but hopefully that's helpful a little bit.
Gives me more to think about. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Great question this morning. And you two can be like Jim if you've got a question for CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you conversation, that get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, a great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter on the website and submit a question to be answered right here on the program. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on this half hour, we are going to be heading on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and answering Marvin's question, which is a great one. Also, but later on in this half hour, we'll be doing the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. Before the break, we started talking about some of the some of those kind of big ideas and things that that you guys talk about often that are so important at Klaus Financial: simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. What other investing principles are there that are really important for folks to remember?
Yeah. So again, we just covered diversify, not putting your eggs all in one basket, but making sure that you've got the appropriate asset allocation. So keep that in mind as you're looking at your portfolios. Number two is know your time frame. So the amount of time you have to invest your money will have a great impact on how in which you decide to have your assets allocated. Again, how much you have in stocks versus bonds versus cash. So there's a rule we discuss on this show. And again, it's not exactly a rule, but people call it the rule of 72. And it does give you an idea of how important it is to understand what potential returns could be on the money that you invest today. So in other words, if you take an average return, say 6%, you've got a portfolio that averages 6 to 8%. Let's go on the low side and consider 6% returns. And you divide that into the number 72, that would give you 12. And so what that would suggest, this rule of 72, is that in 12 years, let's say you had $50,000, you, assuming a 6% return, your $50,000 would double into $100,000. So it's interesting to look at that because it kind of gives you a framework for, okay, but if I put in my bank and I feel really safe because it's in my bank, and most people know if they have money in their savings account right now, it's paying well less than 1%. But let's just say it's paying 1%. So 1 divided into 72, I think we all know our math on that. We cannot retire on monies that are simply sitting in the bank. They're certainly not keeping up with inflation. They're not growing for us. So that's where this asset allocation is so, so important. So you must understand your time frame. If we are 15 years out from retirement, 7 years out from retirement, or 2 years out from retirement, we really have to be very cautious on how we're setting up our portfolio. Next thing is knowing your risk profile. So really, again, we might want to be making, of course, we all do, you know, the highest percentage return, but how much loss or volatility can you tolerate? So everyone will say, well, I'm okay with volatility as long as it goes up, and meaning the returns go up. But how much on the downside can you tolerate? So just because someone else says, well, you need to be more aggressive, that's not you. And so we spend a lot of time trying to understand our clients' personalities and the risk as far as, you know, not being too risky, no, not betting the farm, in other words, making sure that they can retire as they want to at a certain point in time. So being too risky doesn't make a lot of sense for people. We're a little old school. We probably tend to be more conservative than other firms because we want to make sure people that decide to retire stay retired, ideally not go back to work unless they want to. So, you know, we also try to be real. We look at stock market history, and so it's normal to expect a correction of 15% or more every 2 years, 20% or more every 3.5 years. So looking at those potential situations could have an impact on the way in which we would adjust your risk. And finally, know your future retirement needs. we're going to be honest, retirement's expensive. Life is expensive. So most of the time we estimate, and it's different for everybody, but we would estimate that you're going to need somewhere between 70 to even 90% of your pre-retirement income to maintain that standard of living when you stop working. Because obviously we don't want you to retire and suddenly have to cut back on things. That's not what retirement's about. We want you to enjoy those things that you didn't have time to when you were working so hard. So one of the important items we tell our clients, which is really, really true, is that if you're a spender now, you're probably going to continue being a spender in retirement. Sometimes people think, well, as soon as I retire and I don't have a paycheck, I'm just going to stop spending. I'm just going to change my ways. We rarely see that happen. Our clients who have been frugal, it's actually hard to convince them to spend any money, any extra money in retirement. So we would just say, you know, we want you to enjoy your life today, certainly, but as financial planners, we want to make sure that you have the ability to carry out your retirement well into your 90s. And that's really by designing a portfolio and a risk tolerance that suits you.
Important investing principles to remember, that's for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll talk about timing the market in a moment. We'll also head on over to the listener question corner, as well as do the Kloss quiz question of the week. That and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Mentioned before the break that term timing the market. What's the guidance there? What's the important thing to understand when it comes to that phrase, timing the market?
Oh, timing the market. Every once in a while, I have somebody come in and say, investing seems so simple to me. You just buy low and sell high.
Sure.
I go, you're right. Gosh, I wish I had thought of that. Yeah. So listen, I don't mean to be bashing anybody who has that thought as much as to say, good luck. Yeah. That's the complexity of the markets. A simple example of why you can't time the market is who predicted COVID and then who predicted the recovery of COVID shortly thereafter to an all-time high in the market right now. I'd be willing to bet that very few to almost zero Americans or people anywhere in the world for that matter thought the markets would be at all-time highs right now. So market is very difficult to time, and therefore you're going to either address the market in one of two ways. You're going to say, I'm smarter than the market and I can time it, or I'm not smarter than the market. I have no idea when it's going to go up and down, and therefore I'm going to address risk by addressing asset allocation, meaning how much I'm going to have in stocks and bonds, and then I'm going to ride some of the waves. We as an organization, for anybody who's listened to us, are the latter of those two examples. We do not believe we know when the market's going to go up and down. Instead, we address risk by backing off your exposure to equities or stocks. So don't time the market would be our suggestion. Another suggestion would be don't touch your retirement savings. A lot of people want to take 401k loans or early withdrawals from their 401k assets, and we would say just resist the urge. Don't do it. Just like we're not huge fans of home equity loans, although we're not saying you can't ever take a home equity loan. We're just saying we're not huge fans of it. In a similar way, we're not huge fans of taking loans from your retirement accounts. And then another reminder is time is your greatest advocate when it comes to investing. So if you've listened to our show, we talk a lot about compound interest. And the longer you have to allow that compounding to occur, the better. Malia mentioned rule of 72 that talks about how long it takes to double your money if you take your assumed interest rate and divide it into the number 72. And therefore, the more times that number can double, the better. So if, 100,000 goes to 200 and then 2 goes to 4 and then 4 goes to 8 and 8 goes to 1.6, that's great, but you have to have enough time for that to occur. So the earlier you can get started, the better. And finally, just remember to eliminate debt as early as possible. Listen, some of our wealthiest clients lived based on like grandma and grandpa's advice, right? Kids, don't buy stuff you can't afford, and pay down your debt, and do your best to owe no man anything, and live life conservatively when it comes to your finances. That's really just about it. Now, there's complexity around all of that, but the core of it is this simple grandma and grandpa's old advice to us as we were growing up.
Great stuff. Great guidance this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always check in at KlossFinancial.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Not only will you get that email with a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, you get a link to the most recent podcast. Also, you can listen back to shows online and get to know Kloss Financial all online. Another option there is to submit a question to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Marvin wrote in. He said, I've worked at my current company for the past 5 years and have not been adding money to my 401k plan. Instead, I've been saving some money into a money market fund online. Is it too late to start adding money to my 401k?
Great question, Marvin. The answer is no, it's definitely not too late, and it's likely something you should be doing. So we would say go ahead and get signed up for that plan. Consider saving 10, 15% at least of your gross income. Just remember that the maximum you can contribute in 2021 to a 401k plan is $19,500 if you're under the age of 50 or $26,000 if you're over the age of 50. So those are just maximum limits, and that does not include employer contributions. That's just elective deferrals from an employee. So we would say no, Marvin. It is not too late. Go ahead and get signed up for that retirement plan. And you know, Sean, we were talking a moment ago about eliminating debt, and it's actually interesting. Average retiree debt rose by almost $10,000 in 2020 alone.
Oh my gosh.
And it rose to nearly $20,000, which was an increase of 104%. So as the stock market recovers and things get better, unfortunately, people tend to spend inappropriately. So be careful, retirees. When you're in retirement, you don't want to be adding debt. You want to be subtracting it.
Debt is never a good thing. I know a guy that I think a lot of us listen to, Dave Ramsey, will say, debt is dumb. just the simplest way to put that stuff.
We try to be a little bit kinder.
A little.
But I can appreciate it.
Not much.
The sentiment is definitely the same. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you. It all starts with a phone call. Set up that that no obligation appointment. Again, it's not going to cost you a thing at Kloss Financial. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, that first conversation, it is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2020, retirees in the United States, the average amount of debt they carried was A, zero, or B, $20,000. Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win this week's prize. Again, $25 gift card to Cabela's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. That number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks.
Take care, guys. We'll be talking dating with our friends from It's Just Lunch next here on 1310 WIBA.